Trump administration aims to eliminate a record number of regulations. On July 4, 2026, the Trump administration released its 2026 regulatory plan and the unified agenda of federal regulatory and deregulatory actions, identifying 702 existing rules slated for elimination. This is a record for a single semi-annual plan and nearly double the number eliminated in President Donald Trump's first term. This would be in addition to the 752 regulatory cuts already finalized since October 1, 2025. The Spring 2026 deregulation plan incorporates, for the first time, the regulatory plans of independent agencies, now subject to White House coordination. Following the Supreme Court of the United States, June 29, 2026, decision expanding presidential removal power. Among the 702 targeted rules are environmental review requirements for energy projects, energy efficiency standards, rules that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, and specific deregulatory actions relevant to the federal contracting community. Quick hits. The deregulatory actions include the rescission of Executive Order, EO, 1246's implementing regulations, the elimination of the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's, EEOC, disparate impact standard, and the proposed rescission of EEO-1 reporting requirements. Federal contractors' obligations under Section 503 of the Rehabilitation Act and the Vietnam-era Veterans Readjustment Assistance Act, VEVRA-A, remain intact despite the rescission of EO-1246 and the proposed defunding of the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs, OFCCP. The EEOC's proposed rescission of EEO-1 reporting is still undergoing review by the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, OIRA, expected through mid-August 2026, and existing filing obligations remain in force until rulemaking is complete. These deregulatory actions occur alongside new compliance requirements, including EO-14398's Mandatory DEI Contract Clause, FAR 52.222-90, which must be incorporated into existing contracts by July 24, 2026. Of particular note to federal contractors, the following deregulatory actions are in the crosshairs of the unified agenda. Deregulatory proposals. Rescission of OFCCP's EO-1246. Implementing regulations. Among the 702 deregulatory actions is the U.S. Department of Labor's proposed rescission of all regulations implementing Executive Order 10246, the long-standing framework that required federal contractors to maintain affirmative action programs and comply with related non-discrimination obligations. EO-1246 was revoked by President Donald Trump on January 21, 2000, by EO-14173, ending illegal discrimination and restoring merit-based opportunity. OFCCP published a proposed rule on July 1, 2025, to rescind the implementing regulations at 41 CFR. Parts 60-1, 60-2, 60-3, 60-4, 60-20, 60-30, 60-40, 60-50, and 60-999. Although a final rule has not yet been issued, the unified agenda confirms this rescission remains a priority. Contractors should note that implementing regulations for EO-1246 are separate and apart from those existing legal obligations under Section 503 of the Rehabilitation Act and VEVRA. Although certain changes have also been proposed for the implementing regulations of Section 503 and VEVRA, existing obligations remain unaffected until proposals are finalized. such as the annual preparation of affirmative action programs for individuals with disabilities and protected veterans, EEOC deregulatory actions. The unified agenda includes several significant EEOC deregulatory actions. First, the EEOC plans to eliminate the long-standing disparate impact standard in proving racial discrimination. This follows EO 14281, which directed agencies to deprioritize disparate impact claims. The EEOC has already directed the dismissal of pending disparate impact complaints. For federal contractors, this should mean enforcement scrutiny focused exclusively on intentional disparate treatment, though private parties may still attempt to bring disparate impact claims under Title VII. Second, the EEOC proposes to rescind federal EEO reporting and record-keeping obligations, including the EEO-1 reporting framework. On May 14, 2026, the EEOC submitted to OIRA a proposal to rescind reporting obligations related to Title VII, the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, GINA, and the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, PWFA. The rescission of EO 1546 already eliminated the lower 50-employee EEO-1 filing threshold for federal contractors. However, until formal rulemaking is complete, the 90-day OIRA review runs through approximately mid-August 2026. Existing obligations remain in force, and contractors should prepare to file if the EEOC opens a TUDMS filing window. Third, on July 6, 2026, the EEOC submitted a final interpretative rule to rescind 29 CFR, Part 1608 governing voluntary affirmative action plans. The aim of this would be to remove long-standing guidance on permissible voluntary affirmative action in employment, potentially increasing legal uncertainty for contractors that maintained such programs under the prior framework. DEI promoting regulations. The unified agenda specifically targets rules that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. While EO 14398, addressing DEI discrimination by federal contractors, discussed below, represents a new regulatory requirement, the unified agenda's deregulatory side seeks to remove older rules across multiple agencies that previously encouraged or mandated DEI-related compliance. For federal contractors, this creates a potentially difficult dynamic to navigate. Legacy DEI-promoting regulations, now being removed, versus new prohibitions on racially discriminatory DEI activities, now being imposed. The broader context for federal contractors. The deregulatory actions sit within a broader landscape of regulatory change affecting federal contractors. Key concurrent developments include EO 14398, Mandatory DEI Contract Clause, FR 52.222-90, which prohibits racially discriminatory DEI activities, and must be incorporated into existing contracts by July 24, 2026. The proposed defunding of OFCCP in the FY 2027 budget, though Congress ignored a similar proposal in fiscal year FY 2026, and instead preserved $101 million in funding, along with keeping Section 503 VEVRA-A obligations intact. The FY 2026 National Defense Authorization Act's NDAA increase of the certified cost or pricing data threshold to $10 million for defense contracts entered after June 30, 2026, with cost accounting standards, CAS, applicability thresholds potentially rising to $35 million, and the ongoing revolutionary FAR overhaul, eliminating a substantial number of provisions. Collectively, these developments represent a fundamental realignment of the federal contractor compliance environment. Considerations for federal contractors and subcontractors. Federal contractors and subcontractors are navigating one of the most consequential periods of procurement reform in decades. The combination of the revolutionary FAR overhaul, an intense focus on anti-DEI and anti-discrimination obligations, increased cost and pricing thresholds, proposed OFCCP restructuring, and shifting enforcement priorities throughout various federal agencies creates both compliance risks and potential competitive advantages for contractors that adapt quickly. Contractors may consider reviewing their existing compliance playbooks, proposal templates, and subcontracting policies in light of the FAR restructuring and renumbering. It may be prudent to assess the impact of EO 1.398 on internal DEI programs and subcontractor flowdown provisions, particularly in advance of the July 24, 2026 deadline for bilateral modifications to existing contracts. Defense contractors can evaluate the implications of raised CAS and certified cost or pricing data thresholds for their business models and accounting systems. All contractors should also keep a close eye on existing and potentially changing statutory and regulatory obligations, including ensuring continued compliance until and unless final rules or changes are implemented. Next steps. Ogletree Deacon Ziz. Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Compliance Practice Group, Government Contracting and Compliance Practice Group, and Workforce Analytics and Compliance Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the diversity, equity, and inclusion compliance, employment law, government contracting and compliance, and workforce analytics and compliance blogs as additional information becomes available. This article and more information on how the Trump administration's actions impact employers can be found on Ogletree Deacon's Administration Resource Hub. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, Fasuolo, Webinars, Moss, Podcasts.